In segment 25B, Homo Sovieticus, we encountered the Homo Sovieticus, or New Soviet Man, which it was fondly believed communism would ultimately produce. In fact, years of depredation and propaganda and anti-intellectualism had made the Soviet populace even too apathetic to be cynical. Russian science, once the envy of all Europe, had been devoted to strictly military purposes for so long that the intelligentsia had basically gone into hibernation. That is to say, the lucky ones who avoided the gulag and the psychiatric hospitals. In segment 25C, Gerontocracy, we trace the era of Leonid Ilyich Brezhnev, a man whose bluff, pleasant personality disguised a tiny, alcohol-sodden brain. A perfect non-entity, he did what he could to let the Soviet Union slip down into a mass of apathetic despair. Brezhnev was not himself, as some believed, always old and senile. He was merely in his late 50s when Khrushchev was deposed in 1964. Brezhnev's handling of the Czechoslovakian Prague Spring of 1968 was vigorous, but eventually he came to exemplify the notion of gerontocracy, rule, and this is a definition, rule by extremely old men.